Lake Effect continues now on 89.7 WUWM Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Bonnie North. Addiction issues, from alcohol to the misuse of opioids, is a national crisis. In 2017, more than 900 people died from opioid overdoses in Wisconsin alone. And in 2019, seeing little significant change in the rate of addiction here, a new organization called WisHope began providing resources, education, and support to Wisconsin communities and individuals who are impacted by addiction and mental health issues. The organization uses a whole community approach that seeks to connect people with local health resources across the state through peer-to-peer counseling and a one-stop website. Peter Brunzel is the executive director at WisHope, and he was joined in the Lake Effect Performance Studio by musicians Willie Porter and Greg Koch, who perform at the first Hope Festival this Saturday. They all spoke with Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski to talk about the organization's mission and the upcoming festival, but first, let's enjoy a little Koch and Porter guitar fun.
Excellent. That was Willie Porter and Greg Koch right here in the Lake Effect studio. Two longtime musician friends of Lake Effect. Thank you for being here today.
Pleasure. Sure.
And also joining Willie and Greg, we have Peter Brunzel, the executive director of WisHope. So thank you all for being here today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Peter, so you are the executive at WisHope. So to start, why don't you just give us a little overview of the foundation and why you started it?
Sure. One of the things that we run into quite often is people looking for care and where to go. So whether you're in Eagle River, Wisconsin, La Crosse, Milwaukee, Madison, there's a lot of confusion sometimes if you're a family member or even yourself looking, where do you go? What do? And how can you have a local resource help you guide? So we set up the phone line of 844-WIS-HOPE so people can simply give a call. And if they want support as well, just to have a conversation. We're there for them too. And we train the person on the other end of the phone to be a peer. And so it's a peer-directed organization that way. And then they can also go on the website and be able to peruse all the resources that we've collected throughout a map on the website there. And they can see what's in their area and what we verified that's available for them.
So can you go into the peer-directed aspect a little bit? So is this primarily for various age groups? Are you looking to address the needs and problems of the younger demographics facing problems with opioid and other addiction?
Sure. Demographics will serve anybody as far as any demographical for the age. But what we try to do is have people with lived experience be taking part in the connection and making that connection to somebody. If they just want to have a connect to a peer and have that be their process or going to community services or some sort of clinical or medical services.
How do you think this is a better way to address this epidemic compared to, say, quote, more traditional ways of treatment that have been in existence, you know, to have this different community approach?
Yeah, I don't think it's per se better. I think that sometimes we're not always gathering all the pieces that are needed to support a human, right? And whatever crisis is going on in their life. And this is just one of those pieces that wasn't being focused on for a very long time. So how can we gather the forces and bring people together that have that foundation in their own recovery and train them and have them on the front lines to help people looking for recovery?
So what did you see in your life that motivated you and inspired you to take this kind of initiative?
Sure. I myself am in recovery, and I started my recovery when I was 18 in 1994. Seems like forever ago now.
Congratulations.
Thanks. And so I was a product of the system, and I was a ward of the state when I was 14 years old and moved through the system in many different ways and ended up finding my recovery. Well, I got to serve a couple years in our county jail in Waukesha County and found that maybe there's another way. And even as a youth, I thought, man, how could I help? But it took a lot of growing up before I was able to step to the front line and be able to be that person to be able to help other people.
And with Hope, Willie, before we brought you in here today, you know, you said you're excited to be part of something that's, quote, recovery geared for everybody. So how do all three of you see this upcoming festival and music as a way to celebrate life with people who are struggling or hurting or who have been through the various aspects that comes along with either dealing with an addiction yourself or having someone in your life who's also dealing with these issues?
I think for me, you know, in my own walk, in my own life, you know, alcohol certainly has posed a lot of difficulties. And I gave up drinking a little over 3.5 years ago. And, you know, I wonder what took me so long. But the point is that there is another world and there is another way of existing that is fantastic without that aspect in my life. And the number of people that I know that have struggled under the weight of addiction and continue to do so, and the folks that love them who can, you know, continue to struggle along with them is just beyond counting. Every family that I know is touched by it in some way. And so just participating in something, taking some music into a situation where we really are celebrating the hopeful side, the other side, that new leaf that you turn over and what you see and how your relationships change. I can't celebrate that enough. So I'm happy to be in on that.
Well said, William.
Well, thank you, Gregory.
Well, for me, I've been in recovery now for, many a 24 hour, as they say. And I'm just very grateful that my road was as miraculous as it was in terms of I didn't have many times off and on. I mean, once I made the decision and reached out for help, that was the end for me. And I work at it. You know, it's not something that just happens once. You keep at it for a lifetime. And with an event like this, I think not only does it draw attention to people like myself and Willie is like, hey, there is a better way and you can play music and enjoy music without the obligatory substance factor being as seemingly traditionally part of that experience.
Did you
know
you
what
both
I mean?
Feel where, that pressure when you were
Well, I know for me personally, it? I felt that kind of a joint field of study in terms of music was also being a seasoned debaucherist.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked at it with great aplomb, shall we say.
A seasoned debaucherist.
And
next album title.
And I, as I said, I was very, very fortunate. But I also know I've had personal experiences with people that I know very close to me that have had experiences that it hasn't gone so well. And to know that there's a resource like this is unbelievable because you're alone when, you know, if you're a parent or the person themselves and you reach out for it, you find out in a hurry that the alternatives are few and extraordinarily pricey and it's just, it's horrific. So to know that there's something like this available is, you know, massive. And so whatever little thing we can do by playing this event to bring attention to it is all good.
So how did the three of you come to... Or the two of you, rather, come to know Peter and your Wiz Hope and get involved this way.
Yeah, I met Peter through one of my lifetime friends, Rob McCready, who works with Peter now. And Rob's just a bright light and a guy who's made big changes in his life and really embraced sobriety and also helping those who struggle. And he said, you got to meet my buddy Peter. And that was it. And we've been pals.
Excellent. Well, you can't have music without emotion, without the stories behind it. So let's have another song. What do we want to play?
This is a tune that is on a record I made with Carmen Nickerson called Bonfire to Ash. And, you know, I'd been sort of, pondering the idea of not drinking anymore. And it had reached a certain point where it was just untenable for me. And so I sort of wrote this song as a letter to myself, to my better self. And Carm heard it and she said, that's really great. We just need to write a bridge for it. And so we did. But this song, it just sort of shows you there's another side. So it's called Sign.
All these habits creatures they keep, we're all slaves to potions, slaves to sleep. When I wake up I wanna dance a jig, uncork the poison and take a swig. If it's love you want, I'll give you some. Don't take it, girl, then turn and run. Cause the morning light against your face is the prettiest sign I've seen of grace. Prettiest sign I've seen of grace. Help me out, I'm falling. Pick me up, the wild wind's calling. There's still time to feel something that's true. All these fables and all these facts, I could try to run but they pull me back. Though the lines across my face are real, I got a brand new heart gonna crack the seal. It's love you want, I'll give you some. But don't take it, girl, then turn around. Cause the morning light against your face is the prettiest sign I've seen in grace. Prettiest sign I've seen in grace. Help me out, I'm falling. Pick me up, wild winds calling. There's still time to feel something that's true. Honey, I do, I do, I do believe in you. I do, I do believe. I do believe in you. I do, I do, I do believe. Oh, whippoorwill, don't let go of me. Song across the breeze. If you have seen, but I believe you'll show yourself to me. Still time to feel something that's true. Honey, I do, I do, I do believe in you. I do believe. I do believe in you. I do, I do, I do believe.
Porter and Greg Koch performing in the Lake Effect Performance Studio. That was amazing, guys.
Thank you so
well
much.
Well done.
Greg Koch over there on that sugar tickling guitar action.
Sugar tickler.
What's going on with
that? I got a t-shirt made. I think, behold, the sugar tickler.
A season's voucher.
Oh. Well, in the... probably not the best transition on the note of season debauchery. You guys were mentioning on your various journeys when you were deciding to take the right path to get clean and focus on yourselves and a new lifestyle. Greg, you mentioned, you know, they were expensive options, not readily available, a lot of research probably on your own time. And Peter, part of Wiss Hope and that initiative is a new one-stop website that can help people find and connect with local health resources within Wisconsin. And it seems like a pretty simple concept. I'm surprised it hasn't been done before. So, you know, I'm sure you just observed through your journey and you trying to help other people that it's hard to wrangle and connect them. So how did you come to be able to connect all of these in one place?
Sure. We took a long time.
Yeah. How long did it take?
It took about a year and a half. So okay. We would simply just call. And if they don't answer and we're able to verify. So there's basic things that we're looking for because we're experienced people going through the systems and know what's needed at this point, right? So how can we help people get to that that point from A to B as quickly as possible and find out what's available and what other direction if they're really looking for some sort of help, what they can do. Yeah, so we took a long time, and one young man named Jason sat on those phones for a good year and a half. Wasn't too happy about it, but he did.
Well, ultimately, I imagine it's incredibly helpful for someone who needs the help, and if they had this roadblock of needing to call themselves, to reach out, to get turned around in various places, that could inhibit someone's recovery.
Absolutely. I think that that's one of the, like, how can we break down the barriers? What's the barriers to somebody finding, if they're in that space, that moment, because that moment can change pretty quickly, right? So we want to take those moments in someone's life to be able to make that connection. And what they do with it is up to them, but at least we're connecting them, right?
And Willie and Greg, what have you guys noticed when it comes to changes in the way people can reach out and get help? Or have you, you know, outside of being involved with WIS Hope, do you take the initiative in your own lives to help people who are, you know, who disclose to you, like, hey, I think I need some help on this front? You know, you have the experience. Can you lend an ear or lend a hand?
Well, typically, it kind of comes organically just from, you know, I travel quite a bit and you're involved in, like, communal feasts and whatnot, and people go, hey, you want a drink? And my usual response is, I don't drink anymore. It makes me break out in handcuffs. And that usually kind of disarms the experience for a moment. But then somebody will come up to me and go, well, do you go, you know, ask me a little bit more about it. And then I have no problem talking about it. You know, it's been an interesting thing. Again, being a musician, the perception is that, you know, there's this party aspect and so on and so forth. So I just try to really kind of put myself out there as someone who makes it known that I don't use. Of course, you know, you may, the anonymity thing in terms of the modality of that needs to be respected. But I have no problem dealing with people on a one-on-one basis in terms of, you know, what I've done and what's worked for me and so on and so forth. So mine is more kind of, I don't kind of hang my shingle out other than on an individual basis. But when I can be involved in stuff like this, which, you know, I believe is such an important resource, especially in this day and age where it's just, it's pestilential, to be honest with you. So I don't know if I answered your question, but
no, I think
the coffee's
did.
Working.
How about you, Willie?
For me, I've just, you know, I'm newer to it. So 3.5 years to not be drinking or engaging in that is relatively new for me. But people have approached me because I do talk about it a bit on stage. And I really enjoy the community of people that are trying to become better, you know, to thine own self be true in that sort of walk. A friend of mine asked me one time, we were sitting around, and they said, if you could be anybody, you know, who would you be? And I said, without blinking, I said, well, I'd love to be a sober Jerry Garcia. And we both laughed.
Or a unicorn.
Exactly. But then it ultimately came back to, well, you just want to be the better version of yourself. So if you could sort of merge Darwinian thought with Abraham Maslow in your lifetime, what would that look like? So your own personal evolution towards being more honest with yourself and more accountable to those you care about is really what it's about for me. So I try to just walk that, and you know, this is probably the most I've ever talked about it. So
well, we appreciate you sharing.
Yeah, it's all good.
Peter, with the WIS Hope Festival, how do you see this event affecting or bringing change in the community?
I mean, my thought around it is if you're in the trenches, you're experiencing the heartbreaks all the time. So there's they call it burnout fatigue, or, you know, compassion fatigue, things like that. So for me, I walk the path every day with in the families and in with the people, and you're ending up at funerals. And these days, it's really increased so much that to bring a day of joy and invite those family members, invite the communities to take that time to celebrate what is, what we have, it feels right.
Do you think that's an aspect that's missing most of the time, as you mentioned, as funerals and perhaps relapses are more frequent, that people aren't allowed to celebrate?
Right now it feels that way. I mean, I've been around for a while now and doing this work, so it does. It's an overwhelming amount of tragedy right now.
What do you think attributes to that? Do you think it's the fact that it's people know more about it, so it's in the news more, or do you think rates of addiction have increased?
They the type of use has increased. So that's as you said, the epidemic, right? There's that mm-hmm. piece of it. So that part has definitely changed the atmosphere of what's going on in our communities.
So where can people participate in this event? When is it? Where is it?
Oh, it's June 1st at the Shattuck Auditorium at 7 o'clock. That Shattuck Auditorium is on the Carroll College campus. And you can go to Facebook and go to Project Wiz Hope, or it's also on Eventbrite, Hope Festival. And I think that's it.
All right. Yeah, it sounds like our bases are covered. So
we haven't talked about the show itself, William, and what we're going to do.
Yes.
Nobody knows.
I thought it was a secret.
You guys can
I just blew it.
A little preview, and then perhaps we can close with a song that will give listeners a little taste of what's to come at the show.
Well,
I'll be performing first, you see, in a solo format, and then Greg and the Mighty Cock Marshall Trio will follow, and we might even do some songs together.
Yes, we most certainly will, as a crowning moment of Plectrum Fuel Skullduggery.
Yeah. So if only to channel our inner unicorn.
Indeed. And that's not wrong.
Exactly.
Or weird.
So people will see you guys, seasoned musicians, but also understand and learn that you guys are directly empathetic with the struggle that people are going through. So, you know, just as a, you know, not an anonymous call to action, call to arms, what would you say to anyone listening right now who is struggling and perhaps hasn't taken that step for themselves or needs the little bit of encouragement, having gone through it directly yourselves?
Well, I don't think any more poignant thing could be said than the number that Peter just gave is going to be, if someone's suffering, know that there's a resource like that, other than calling their insurance company and experience that bottomless pit of, what was that word you used? Empathy?
Yeah.
Sorry. So to know that just that alone, I think anything Willie and I would say would pale in comparison to just the knowledge that that number exists and that there's someone they can call and get the road to recovery happening. And not just for substance abuse, but mental health. I mean, hello. Yeah. So
yeah, I think there's hope, and it's a very easy answer, but there are resources. People care about you and want to help you. And there's a whole nother world out there that is beyond your experience right now.
Yeah, I agree. Should I say the number again?
Yes, please.
844-WIZ-HOPE.
All right. And with that, let's close with one last song.
Greg, what do you have for us?
Why don't we just noodle a little bit?
I'd love that.
Key of E, the people's key.
Peter Brunzell is the executive director at WIS Hope, and he was joined in the Lake Effect Performance Studio by musicians Willie Porter and Greg Koch, who'll perform at the first Hope Festival. That festival will be held at the Carroll College Shattuck Auditorium tomorrow evening, and you can listen to all the songs that Koch and Porter played for us and find out more about WIS Hope and the Hope Festival at WUWM.com.